Good morning, afternoon, or night. Whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. Today, I want to talk about what it means to honor God with our whole selves, body, mind, and spirit. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, 20, Paul writes, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." What a great reminder for us as Christians that we are called to glorify God in every aspect of our lives. Our bodies are not our own. They belong to God. And that means we have a responsibility to treat them with respect and care as temples of the Holy Spirit. But what does that look like in practice? Well, it starts with recognizing that we can't separate our physical lives from our spiritual lives. Everything we do, from the way we treat our bodies to the way we interact with others, is an opportunity to honor and glorify God. So let's get practical for a moment. Honoring God with our bodies might mean embracing healthy habits and self-care. It might mean using our physical abilities and strengths to serve others. It's about seeing our bodies as a gift from God to be used for His purposes. But it doesn't stop there. Honoring God also means attending to our minds and emotions. In Romans 12:2, we're told to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That means inviting the Holy Spirit to shape our thought patterns, to help us take every thought captive to obey Christ. It means cultivating emotional health and wholeness, recognizing that our mental and emotional well-being are intricately connected to our spiritual lives. And of course, honoring God extends to our relationships as well. The way we interact with others, the way we love and forgive and extend grace, all of this is a reflection of our relationship with God. When we allow the Holy Spirit to guide our relationships, we become a powerful witness to the transformative love of Christ. Now, I know that can feel overwhelming at times. That's why it's so important to cultivate a rhythm of spiritual disciplines, practices like prayer, meditation, fasting, and solitude. These disciplines help us stay rooted in our identity as temples of the Holy Spirit. They create space for us to listen to God's voice and allow Him to shape us from the inside out. And here's the beautiful thing. As we engage in these practices, as we seek to honor God in our bodies, minds, and relationships, we find that it's not just about following a set of rules or checking off a list of requirements. It's about living in the freedom and joy that comes from aligning our lives with God's purposes. So today, I want to invite you to take a moment to reflect on what it looks like for you to honor God with your whole self. Maybe it means making a commitment to prioritize self-care or healthy habits. Maybe it means reaching out to mend a broken relationship or seeking to serve someone in need. Whatever it looks like for you, know that God is with you, empowering you by His Spirit to live a life that glorifies Him. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk, and remember, we are all in progress. Peace.